And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And Johnny Cash has done my neck in, Tony.
Johnny Cash has?
Yeah, I'm reading the Johnny Cash biography, imaginatively titled Cash, and I was reading it in bed this morning. I woke up early, so I've got to read, and I obviously was leaning at a funny angle, because now my neck's all, shoulders all sore.
God.
I'm blaming Johnny Cash. Interestingly, I was reading the bit about him being off his nut on drugs and that, so it was quite nice, seeing as I then needed some.
Not a bit about him being in constant pain then?
No, his soul was in constant pain.
Ah,
time.
Okay.
He had some horrific injuries, that bloke. He had a lot of car crashes.
Did he?
Yeah, and he got killed by an ostrich, didn't he?
Oh, that's not very funny, actually.
Yeah, it was, this ostrich was, it lost its, out the back of their house. They have one of their many houses, they had a load of, I'll tell you after this. Here's the first song. Was Snide, Joseph. That
Joseph,
was Snide,
thanks.
Tony. That was Snide Tony and Hey Mr. Joseph.
Oh, cool.
Which is one of two tracks that they sent me through on a CD the other day that is obviously not for sale because it was just written on. But what I would like to know is, Tony, what is Snide's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SnideMusic.
No, myspace.com/SnidePunkUK, Snide, S-N-I-D-E. Thank you very much to Snide for sending that through. That is proof of the Punky machine working, because they got in touch. They said, can we send you something? I said, yeah, they did, and it's on.
Cool.
And that's quite a quirky little number, as is the next song. Very. Actually, fuck it, the whole of the first half of this show is well fucking quirky. Interestingly, I've said fucking twice in that bit, because next week I've got a challenge for you, Tone.
Oh, not a non-swearing challenge again.
We're going to try and do a no-swearing show next week.
I always fuck that up.
So you might want to fill your boots this week with some serious fuckwittery. so speaking of fuckwittery, yeah, Johnny Cash, for some reason they started breeding exotic animals or something. And he had two ostriches, and one of them died. The girl ostrich died, and the bloke ostrich was well angry. and he was walking, he was off his nut on something, or on speed or something, not the ostrich, Johnny Cash. And he was walking through the ostrich bit, and he was walking down this road, and this ostrich bloody flared up at him, and it opened its wings up and gave him, "Yeah, you bastard." And he stared it down. Johnny Cash stared down the ostrich, carried on walking. When he came back from wherever he was going, there's the ostrich again, rails its wings up at him, gives him some serious hissing. He picked up a big fucking log, right, and just attacked it. Right, he attacked the ostrich, and then he said, "But suddenly I didn't know where it had gone, because it had jumped, because they can fly a bit, can't they?" And it had flapped its wings up into the air and had come down terrifyingly with its massive middle nail on its toe. And just ripped his gut open, right? Which is what ostriches do. They jump up and they slash you with their big fuck off nails, basically. It's just funny because Johnny Cash said, "It's a good job I had a belt on. Otherwise, everything would have fallen out."
Oh, God.
So, anyway, he was laid on his back and he said, "I'm just glad I still had the log in my hand, because when it attacked me again, I took its leg out and it fucked off." Walked back to the house with his guts hanging out. Ridiculous. Jesus. Yeah, anyway, MySpace, Tony. I love MySpace, don't I?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
MySpace.com/punky radio. Oh, by the way, I've done a terrible thing here. You're listening to Project Marv in the background. And a great job on the beds again, Tony. MySpace.com/punky radio. Please do leave us a comment on our page, as I like to read them out. 2,500 characters or less. That's my idea of a great gig. Not that many less. So anyway, we did get one through from Bag of Shite, and thank you for this bag. I believe that is your first name. Cheers for the ad, chaps, and greetings from 2006. Going through your back catalogue of forestry fun. Obviously not doing this for pleasure, but there's fuck all else to do in Chadford with just fluff in your pockets. Hope by the time I'm up to date, you cunts are still going and haven't just fucked off to Bognor with your sellout hooligans. Top podcast, by the way, cock knockers. And it's time for me to fuck off. Mucky Pup, PS. The fucking 500 limit, dirty cunts. That's because he managed not to send it as a MySpace comment. He put it on some update or something that didn't work out. But he did also ask the question, has Tony ever managed to get his end away yet? Because he's listening in 2006.
Okay.
And I said, "Trust me, bag of shite. The times, they are a-changing." Because he's got some stuff to look forward to. And he's like, he went, "Oh, brilliant." So we can say what we like about him because he's still living in the past. But we don't know him. So anyway, but thank you, Bag of Shite, anyway. And that's the only comment of note I got worth reading out. I did, however, go to our Punky Facebook comments where we had two. The Facebook page of Punky is groups.2/Punky. But I've managed not to copy and paste one of them onto my difficult document on my very, very temperamental new laptop. So I've only got one, and this came through last minute from Brittany Wicks, one of our biggest fans in Kentucky. I have to say, Brittany Wicks, though. One of our biggest fans, yeah. Yeah. Oh, good, you are still with me. And it says, "Oh, no, hang on a minute. No, I have cut and pasted one, I just haven't put who it was by." This is from Josh. "When I heard Sir Dance a lot on this week's show, I nearly semi-skimmed my pants. Milky Pants is one of my favourite punky songs. Keep it up, boys, and keep making punky." Josh, thank you very much, Josh. Milky Pants.
Milky Here comes Pants.
He's one all the way from Kentucky. "Punky, thanks so much." Oh, she's Italian. "You are my cure to a bad day or a bad head ache. Thank the Lord. He sat down and had a talk with the devil and decided to make Tony and Paul. You guys are the best thing I've heard since someone said tampons went on sale last week." I take it she's a teenager.
Right.
"So three cheers for Punky. Hip, hip, hooray." I'm adding this bit. "Hip, hip. Hooray. Heep, heep, hooray. And tampons going on sale this week. Love you guys. Ree." That is an authentic accent.
It's nice.
Of course, yeah, thank you. So, on with the next song. So, basically, yeah, do leave us a comment on our MySpace or on our Facebook, because we like them. We like them very much, and we like to read them out. It says, there's loads of stuff going on this week, mate. Loads of stuff, right? But what I do want to do is get on with the next song. This is, again, Punky Working. Got an email from Manila PR, and they said, we've got this new band, The Fancy Toys. It's some French quirky pop nonsense. I went, oh, send it. I'll see what he's like. And they sent it through, and I had to listen to it, Tony, and it's really funny.
Excellent.
Quirky French pop. He's just, look, I can't explain it. I can't explain it, really. I'm just going to play it to you. If you like punk rock, you're going to be properly offended by this. But... but you are going to like it, and it's the kind of thing that this is one of those songs that could just become a surprise hit. You'll see what I mean when you hear it, right? It's one of them, right? It starts off, you're irritated by it, but then you can't get it out of your head. Bit like the French, actually. All I want to know is, Tony, what is the Fancy Toys MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Fancy Toys.
It is. It's Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony One, and this is their new single, For You and Me.
So tell me, darling, how would it be to be singing through the sky a thousand doodles by your side learning to fly? Would you be swooping through the white sea clouds of candy's wonderland? Wisps of cotton kiss your skin and hold your hand. You won't ever be weary.
No need for your protein pills.
You won't ever be lonely.
No need for special social skills.
You won't ever be needy
to get your kicks and splendid thrills.
I really like your shoes. Are they Jimmy Choo's?
So tell me, my friend, how would it be to be walking on the sun, a million stars hang around, waiting to be won? Would you be selfing Milky Ways, ride silver spaceships, UFOs, ask answers to the questions of the one who knows? You won't ever be weary.
No need for your protein pills.
You won't ever be lonely.
No need for special social skills.
You won't ever be needy
to get your kicks and splendid thrills.
Now that I adore. Did you get that in a Gucci store?
So that was the Fancy Toys, and For You and Me, or in French, Les Toys Fancy. Pour tu et moi. And this is the Chop Tops. They're not in French, they're in fucking American, mate, and they fucking mean it as well. And yeah, so did you enjoy that track, Tony?
I did.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course you did. I think it's good. I like it. It's not your sort of thing at all, Tony. Don't lie to me.
Really?
No, but what do you mean, really? You deserve it.
Good point.
Do check them out, myspace.com/ The Fancy Toys. Alan, Tone, have you got any podcasts, Ali?
I do.
Thank you all. I'm sorry to speak about it as well, will you?
Thank you all for your vote so far this month's podcast, Ali. If you haven't visited before, it's a great site for a list of all the podcasts, I think, that are going. You get a list of podcasts by genre or genre.
Yes, genre, Tony. Did you call it genre then?
Yeah. corrected myself there at the end. I nearly got away with it. Yeah, so search for us on that site to vote for us, or you can just click on the link on funkyradio.com. It's at the top of the screen. It says important, please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out. And here's the top six for this week. Still working through a little bit of a backlog, but that's fine. It's all going to work out. We still love you. Yes, we do. That's from Air Out My Shorts, I think. Apparently.
Air Out My Shorts. My shorts. Been in touch with Buttons a bit recently.
Have you?
And it was Brenda's 50th birthday last week. I know, she looks younger.
She does.
It was her 50th.
Wow. They all right?
Well, she's pissed off. She's 50.
No, good point.
He's fucking laughing it up. He's only 27.
Cock youngsters.
I know, she's nearly twice his age, though. It's quite remarkable.
Who'd have thunk it?
I know.
Oh, wow. Cheers for playing our stuff. It is much appreciated. Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. Thank you for voting for us and your constant help. And
yeah, and as soon as I'm in the Manchester area, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, I will let you know I am planning a tour of Greater Manchester. I know, call me mad, call me crazy, but call me.
Nice.
It's loads and loads of gigs in the Manchester area, and sometime in 2010 I'm going to do a week up there. When I do, I expect to see you, Pillocks.
Nice.
It's a bit harsh calling them Pillocks, actually. That was the first one that came out. What I meant to say was you lovely boys.
Lovely boys.
Lovely boys. Oh, lovely boys.
Lovely. Caligula.
Ooh, whose court is this jacket?
What?
Whose boat is this shoe?
Caligula. You are. Ooh. That's from To Do Rovni Nad.
That's anything you say.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm there in the morning and my heart's in steel. To Do Rovni Nad. To Do Rovni Nad.
Thank you. Angry Pirate, the podcast that far exceeds the sum of its parts. Always looking, you crotch goblins.
Always looking.
Always. Flapjack Bint. Flapjack Bint.
Beg your pardon, who? Flapjack Bint.
Hmm.
Like, okay. I like that one. Flapjack Bint.
Yeah.
The first up yourself, you tell us anything. PaulieBeat, PunkyRadio.com.
I thought he's like it.
I can add you to my catalogue.
Excellent.
Of listeners whose photographs I shouldn't have.
Really?
Most of which are appropriate.
Really? Oh, good to know.
Well, I've got Insane Star, haven't I?
You have?
I've got my photo of Insane Star, so I might as well get Flapjack Bint on board and make it a double up.
That is true. Holy shit, it's July, and I have had my head stuffed up my freaking arse. I've just about forgotten to vote for my friends Portly B and Tony. Oh well, at least I didn't skip the month of July. Punky rules, keep up the great work. Peace out, Marcus XY Rocks.
Hey, Marcus XY Rocks, he is our favourite man. Oh well, one of them anyway.
One of the many.
Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you.
That's very kind. I'm going to review XY Rocks. That's going to be, you know, I said I'm starting a podcast review thing. I'm going to review. I'll review XY Rocks next week.
Ah, wicked. And finally, a vote for Punky is like when your bowels have a week-long clearance sale. Then when you think the shop is closed up, you find another crate out the back. And that's from Tim Potter. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you very much, Tim. And I'm sorry, yeah, because that was one of our phrases of the week. And I do have a phrase of the week from George from Eclectic Mix.
Ah.
And I will be reading it out shortly. All right, but don't call me shortly. In fact, I'll read it out the next time.
Okay. Well, that's it for Podcast Alley. Thank you for all the votes.
Beautifully read, Tone. And do vote for us, because we like getting your votes.
Hmm.
They're nearly as important as iTunes reviews, which are also coming up later on the show. I'm well organised this week. Next track by a band that we haven't played in a very, very long time.
Okay.
Tony, are you ready for some Australian electro-punk?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to take you to an alien zoo. Robots building robots.
Slap happy teeth. thoughts building chips and panning in your head, thinking everything you did. Register online for your discount package full of zen and a box of pills, hoarding out of curials. Stop the mice from eating, man, they're doing it again. In a white double-decker plate, everyone's got two names, two cars, two hats, one life and nine fat cats sitting by the pool. Shut your mouth and get to school, behave yourself, don't be a fool. I gotta get to work for the robots.
That was Alien Zoo and Robots Building Robots from their new five-track EP called, I believe, I've just misplaced the CD. That's not what it's called. I think it's called Punk That Lie. And we're going to play another track by them next week, and there's going to be a competition to follow it up. We're only playing two tracks off this five-track EP. It's absolutely nuts. It is proper, full-on Aussie electro-punk. Bits of it reminiscent of a kind of poppy alien sex thing. And there's a bit of a history of Australians doing mad things in their sheds. That's, of course, where the legend that was Fetus was from. Fetus Interrupters and Scraping Fetus Off the Wheel and all that. He's the one who did a one-way ticket to Satan's Place and the Diary of Sick Man. That is that. And they sit in their sheds making nonsense up in the hot sun. And that is proof there. Alien Zoo. Nice one. And thank you so much. Again, work in action. It's the punky machine in action. That's the quickest I've ever received a CD from Australia.
That's wicked.
They sent it this morning. Now then, yeah. I want to do Word of the Week, Tony, and then I'm going to ask you a very pertinent question.
That okay, right? That's fine.
All right, here is my Word of the Week. This came through from George from Eclectic Mix, the legend that is George from Eclectic Mix. Paulie B, I've got a Phrase of the Week consideration for you. Hiking the old Appalachian Trail. This is a trail in the United States that extends south and north for over 2,000 miles. Here in the States, the governor of South Carolina disappeared. His wife had no idea where he was, nor did the state law enforcement division, which provides security for him. For days, the mystery continued, and his staff announced that he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Alas, a reporter found him on an inbound airplane, after which he admitted that he had flown down to Argentina on numerous occasions to visit his mistress. So these days, hiking the old Appalachian Trail is a euphemism for getting some on the sly.
Wow.
Like it. Tony, have you ever hiked the old Appalachian Trail?
Nope.
Really?
Sorry.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Right then. Oh, in that case, then, thanks very much, George. And we will try and use that again in the show to justify it being a punky phrase of the week. Now then, Tony, that leaves it on to me asking you the very sensible and pertinent question, do you have a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far this past few weeks. I have a couple, but I always want more, still want more. So if you do have a twat to nominate, I really want to hear it. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's simple. You know a twat. You know it makes sense. So email me. Thank you very much. And this week, it's from a fellow podcaster that you know. Rowley Ooh. Cutler. Rowley Cutler.
Yo, Rowley.
Rowley. Yeah.
Excellent.
From Tom the Dark king Compass.
The king of the Dark Compass.
Yeah. Who, I think, did he look like Marv in real life? Because his profile on Facebook makes him look a little bit like Marv.
No, he doesn't look like Marv in real life.
Okay.
No. He's got a head.
He's got a head?
Yeah, in that respect, they are similar.
Okay. Fair enough. And here is his twat.
No, he looks more like Timothy Dalton.
Really? Very nice. Sorry.
And I owe him a pint as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's got a twat for me. He says, I can understand people who cannot drive properly and are reckless to other drivers, driving aggressively to get that extra 2 minutes ahead of everyone else, as if they were more important than everyone else. One such git cut me up at a roundabout on Sunday. He overtook me on the inside, which I honked my horn for. This roundabout leads onto a dual carriageway. Myself and others behind start to speed up when this person stops in the outside lane, having to swerve again to avoid a collision with him. I just thought, what an idiot, and continued on. Other people were getting pissed off with his behaviour. I continued on for another few moments, forgetting the incident, only to discover this tossed in a dark blue tosser in a dark blue hatchback tailgating me. I slowed down, he overtook, cutting someone else up and drew up to me to stare at me over his petrified skinny boyfriend. In the passenger seat, he was sporting a pink vest, ginger beard and a brown square sunglasses. That look does not intimidate me, in my opinion, so I flipped
sounds
him
like Marv.
In which he proceeded to speed ahead, exceeding the 70 mile an hour speed limit. In my opinion, as it was early on a Sunday, he had not had his beef enema from his boyfriend that morning and was obviously bunged up.
His beef enema?
Yeah. So I'd like to nominate the big breaded rug munching asshole of a driver as a twat.
Record breaker.
From Rowley. Thank you.
Absolutely spot on, Rowley. Absolutely right. I can't agree with you more.
Yeah. So you ready?
Yep.
So this big bearded rug munching asshole of a driver is
a twat.
Where's Rowley from? Rowley?
He's from Rock and Roll Hell.
Okay.
And lives in London town.
Cool. There you go then. Thank you very much.
And he does an excellent podcast called Dark Compass, which isn't dissimilar to this one, actually. I shall review it at some point. I know I have before, but I'll do it again, probably.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
And cheers, mate. And next time I see you, I will buy you a pint. Not you, Tone, obviously.
Nah.
I suppose you want the next song, then, do you?
Yeah, please.
Seeing as we have been listening to Mustang Lightning under this, and thank you for doing a great job on the bed today. This is one from Japan Files. You know I love Japan Files.
You do.
And this is another one from them. This is the new single from a rock stroke metal band from Japan called Gerugamesh. I don't know if I've said that correctly. I've got no way of knowing either. But I'm calling them Gerugamesh.
Okay.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Gerugamesh.
How are you spelling that?
MySpace.com/ G-A-R...
No, you aren't already. I'm afraid I can't give you that.
Okay.
Gerugamesh, Gerugamesh. And if you were wondering, Tony, because that would make it probably be an Internet 2, Tony 1, thus meaning I had forgotten to ask you about the MySpace page for Alien Zoo. What's the MySpace page for Alien Zoo?
Ah, myspace.com/ Alien Zoo Band.
No, myspace.com/ Alien Zoo. Well, there, he'd probably be in Internet 3, Tony 1. This is Border. What's the border?
Let's go.
That is Garugamesh and Border. You can find out more about them via their MySpace page, myspace.com/ Garugamesh, or go to japanfiles.com for all your Japanese alternative music needs. Absolutely brilliant site. Very easy to use. Very user-friendly. Now then, Tone. You're fairly user-friendly.
Thank you.
And I should think that this website, GoDaddy.com, is fairly user-friendly as well. But I need some more information about it. I was wondering if whether to the tunes of Chromosomas 3, you could maybe tell me about it.
Sure thing. Well, where do I start? Well, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have one already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
Yum yum, website builders.
Tasty. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog style site where you can add your observations, pictures and rant to your heart's content, or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Well, GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
The cells.
Right, or you could use a padlock.
Yeah. Which will protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
They do.
More than ever.
You can also set up a merchant account.
So especially you can... Tony.
Yeah.
Since I have been hiking up the old Appalachian Trail.
You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. But finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code Punky1, that's...
Punky1?
You can receive a 10% discount. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code Punky2. That's...
Punky2?
And that'll give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because your clients use it.
Because my clients do use it. And even better, at the moment, there is a special offer which ends end of this month. You can get 20.
This is insane.
It's an insane offer. You can get 25% off orders of over £65. And for that, it's Punky code Punky25. What's that?
Punky25.
That's right. So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs.
I fucking will.
Good.
Right. I fancy some girl-fronty French punk rock. How about you?
I could do with a bit of that, yeah.
Let's have it. Plasticines and Rake, which I got on, well, which my mate Steve got on a CD called Paris Calling, a compilation of French punk rock and other stuff that he bought for a pound, which is unfortunately now a euro, which is fucking shit. However, the CD is fucking brilliant. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Plasticines' MySpace page?
MySpace.com myspace.com/plasticinefrench.
No, myspace.com/plasticine, and extra interestingly, it's spelled differently to how we spell plasticine. So it's PLASTISCINES. So there's an extra S in there, and it's plasticine singular, not plasticines, even though they are called plasticines.
Tricky.
How about that then?
Ah, it's confusing.
Yeah.
I'm not having much luck this week.
No, you're not. It's probably being internet for Tony Bond. This isn't good news for you at all. Get the rest either. Oh no, well no. You could still get a draw here.
Okay.
You could still get a draw. It's 4-1. Now then, so we've got the Cemetery Surfers underneath us at the moment, which is where you want them, Tony. You don't want them on top, I tell you, not with Jeff Ugly Shoes and his big fat porn star cock.
Really?
Mighty berserker. Yeah, and I want to talk to you about iTunes. You know how iTunes is very important to the show, and getting reviewed on it is very important. If you are listening to the show and you haven't reviewed us yet, do review us on your iTunes. It's particularly good for me if you're on iTunes UK, because obviously I can see them. But if you will review us, and if you're in a country that has a few reviews, maybe you would take the time to do a screen capture or type reviews up and send them to us, or even better, record them and we will read it out or play it out, however you want to do it. It moves up the chart if we get reviewed, and we have had some reviews, and we've been up and down this chart recently. We've been up and down like a nun's knickers, Tony, I tell you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We've got 5 for me to read out here to show how easy it is to review. The first of which comes from The Real Marv.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it says, I'm subscribed, and I've given the full 5-star rating. Keep up the great frenzy-inducing music and the banter that makes me split my sides laughing. 5 stars. Awesome. Thank you very much, The Real Marv.
Thank
Still
much.
Mental after all these years. 5 stars by Laz Long. Paul and Tony have been keeping us entertained with their humour, rudeness and superb music for over 3 years now. The show has evolved since the early days, especially since Tony lost his virginity to Stephanie. Oh, I hope somebody's not listening to that. And Paul lost his wife, his driving licence and his youth. And his liver. But it still gets funnier and punkier each week. Please keep it going, you smack tods. Wah, wah, wah. We haven't done that in a while.
No.
I've been listening to... Oh, thank you very much, Laz. Always listening.
Always listening.
Yeti, 13th July. I've been listening to Punky for a year now. That 52-ish shows of greatness, and it's been making midweek great with an awesome mix of music from many different countries, genres and subcultures from around the world, as well as brilliant chat between the hosts. Keep it up, boys. I'm a punky junkie and I need my fix. Murphy the Yeti, always listening. 5 stars, of course. He's right, of course. We are uniting fans and bands across
the lands.
Incredible. 5 stars. This podcast is absolutely fantastic. This is the podcast I've been searching for. These guys are piss funny and play awesome music. I now owe half of my music collection to these guys. Only half. They have introduced me to so many great bands, and for that, these guys have to win some form of award. We have already.
Yeah.
Without this podcast, your iPod will be forever incomplete. You won't regret downloading this podcast. Gabba, gabba, hey. Thank you very much, Gabs. Of course, this is a little bit of us kind of, it does sound like we're just kind of blowing our own trumpets here, but it does help if you give us a decent review in 5 stars, obviously.
Yeah.
So thank you for those of you that have. One last one which showed up just the other day, 6th of August. All for Punky and Punky for All. 5 stars. If you are the kind of person who likes the idea of sticking your head up a dead bear's bum and inhaling, then this is the show for you. Great tunes, insane and insane chatter. Go Paul, go Tony, go. I think he wants to just go. So thank you very much, Fnuff. You do conclude the iTunes reviews. Do you want to just remind people how they can subscribe, Tony?
They can search for Punky on the music store, or the quick way to do it, if you go to punkyradio.com, on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open iTunes up on our page on the music store. You can just hit subscribe and you'll get any new episode every time they come out. And whilst you're on that page, please do review us, obviously 5 stars only. And as just proven, we read them out.
Well done.
Thank you.
Next song. This is from a band called The Things, who are from Dublin, and that is somewhere I'm going in September. More news of that next week, probably. This is from their album, New Kind of Kick. Some Kind of Kick, sorry. Or it does just say The Things on the front, but I think it is called Some Kind of Kick. And we have played a couple of tracks with this before. We played Demon Stomp and
Psycho Lover and Moon. I think they're moving on as well. But we haven't played the one that we're about to, Tane. I love this band. I do. I want to see them live. I am hoping upon hope that they are playing in Dublin when I'm there, because I will be straight there to see them. They look great. They sound great. The CD's great. I'm recommending you buy it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Things MySpace page?
MySpace.com/thethings.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B the Internet 4, and this is going to make a cry. That's excellent, Tone. That's the Things. I'm telling you, man, buy the CD. If you haven't bought it already, buy it. Anne Kay, if you are listening, you need to own the Things. I spoke to Anne Kay on Facebook chat the other day.
All right, okay.
Yeah, and I think I was a bit drunk. In fact, I know I was quite drunk. I think I was a little untoward. Anne Kay, I apologise. I wasn't trying to hike the old Appalachian Trail with you there. Although she does live near there, interestingly. So, maybe I will. I want to talk to you, Tone, about, before I dig myself a bigger hole here, I want to talk to you now about noise addiction. Now, you will hear Midnight Configuration under us. That's another good place for them. They're scary mothers. Noise addiction, we have been waiting to tell you about for a couple of weeks. Now, I did accuse Ems, who runs the online magazine Noise Addiction, of not sending me this after I sent her an email. But I have a confession to make. I never sent it.
All right.
It was my fault. Anyway, she's come good. She's come clean, and she's here. And she's there. And I said to her, will you write us 50 words on it? And here goes. Noise Addiction is a UK-based online magazine covering all genres, or genres, whatever you call them. Engineers of upcoming bands. Each month it includes live reviews, interviews, CD reviews, and features from, spelling sake, unsinged to mainstream bands. I think she means unsigned. I like my bands unsinged. Unsigned to mainstream bands. Noise Addiction is released on the last Sunday of every month and it's free to read on
noiseaddiction.co.uk. The latest issue, issue 5, features many exciting interviews from bands such as CKY, Elliot Minor, Vagabond and many more. Also in that issue you'll find live reviews from one of the talked about festivals of the year, the Isle of Wight Festival, CKY and Elliot Minor when they drop by London. You can find Noise Addiction all over the web, from MySpace to Facebook and even Twitter. If you'd like to be featured, then contact Emma, she's the editor, on noiseaddictionzine@googlemail.com. One of the great things about Noise Addiction is that it lets you know about gigs. And Punky does that as well, doesn't it, Tony?
It does. So I've got a couple of gigs to promote this week. So it's time for
Tony's
International
Gig Guide.
Thank you for your gigs. If you do have a gig to promote, make sure you do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and type in your email, International Gig Guide. Obviously, it can be any gig anywhere. And here's a couple
for you. I'll take my shirt off. So it's so close and muggy in and around the Highlanders Lodge, Tony, that I've had to strip naked to the waist.
I'm wearing shorts myself.
Oh,
yeah.
Are they football shorts? Are they short shorts, Tony? Have you got short shorts on?
No.
Have you had a Bruno moment?
A Bruno moment?
A Bruno moment, yeah.
No.
In short shorts.
No.
You're wearing hot pants, aren't you?
Well, they are hot and they are pants.
You're wearing hot pants, Tony, I know you are.
Latex.
I bet Steph's greased you up and is waiting for you to do a pole dance for a pleasure. Schnell, Schnell!
Anyway. But you're right, of course. First gigs are from the Bleach Boys. John from Bleach Boys. Hi Tony, a couple of shows for your guide. Bleach Boys play the Red Lion in Stevenage Old Town on August 20th, and also the legendary Hope and Anchor, Upper Street Islington, on the 22nd. The Hope gig in the cellar should be rather like having a ringside seat at a nuclear test.
It will be like that, Tony. It's a very, very small venue.
Intimate.
Intimate is intimate. A good word.
Nice. Cool. So there you go, that's the Bleach Boys.
So yeah, so yep. If you're in the Stevenage area, St. Evanage area, do try and get along to the one at the Red Lion. I won't be there, I'll be in Edinburgh. And then that's on the Thursday night. And then on the Saturday night, the 22nd, I won't be able to go either to the Hope because I'll be in Newcastle. But if you're in London, you've got nothing to do that night, do go to that gig. It will be pocket-sized punk madness.
The 22nd is Saturday, is it?
Yeah.
And finally from Russ.
Oh, does that mean we've got another one on? Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh, Russ, massive car.
More DJ madness in the world of Russ. With a special guest slot this Friday, 14th of August, at Basingstoke Salvation Goth Club.
Amazing Stoke.
Yeah, to celebrate their first birthday, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Re-entry at the Great Western Hotel, Vine Road, Basingstoke. And Saturday, the 15th of August, DJ Nephilim Babe will be playing once more at Bedford's Esquires nightclub from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Level 1, following Obscure, the Cure tribute band. I've seen them.
Oh, we know them, don't we?
Yeah. Plus support from the Bitter Sweet. They're great.
They're absolutely brilliant, Obscure. Yeah, they're from Oxford, aren't they?
I don't know.
They're really, really nice blokes and absolutely fantastic Cure covers band.
Yeah. Plus support from the Bittersweet Esquires, 60A Bromham Road, Bedford. Yeah. £7 on the door.
Great, I played there last summer. Great venue.
There you go, and that's from Ross.
That'll be fantastic. That'll be great music and great bands playing great music. Great. In a great venue. Great.
Great.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tony the Gothic Tiger is there.
No. There you go. Cheers, guys. Keep great work and cool music from Ross. Thank you, Ross.
Thank you very much. So, Tony, do you want to tell people, just remind them how they can get on, finish on the gig guide there?
Yeah, just email me, tony@punkyradio.com. So if you are in a band or you know of any gigs in your area, just email me anytime. Just let me know and I'll include them in the International Gig Guide.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. If you've got a gig to share, he's the right one, he's the shite one, he is Tony. Off the top of my fucking head.
Nice.
Hey, right, Tony.
Yeah.
Now then, right. The Smears, right?
Yes.
The Smears, Emma from the Smears, the lead singer, Em from the Smears, right? She had a Facebook status today saying that she's uncool, or she's not cool, or what she can do. But she is cool. And she's cool, Tony, because the Smears, finally, we have another song from them to play.
Great.
It was sent through this week by someone who is pushing them, and more information about it next week, because there may be a label special on this little baby here, and apparently the CD is winging its way to me. But as a little taster for possibly next week or the week after, this is the Smears and Pink Pop. That's not the Smears, Tony. That's the Smears. There's the Smears and Pink Pop there, which might be from their new album. I'm afraid I don't have a lot of information because I haven't been sent any yet, but I should get some sent through next week by the new man in their lives who is clearly sorting them out. If in doubt, get a man in. That's all I'm saying, basically. You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury under us right now with their crazy mathcore 150 mile an hour speed metal, etc., with extra chord changes. And what I want to know is, Tony, what is the Smears MySpace page?
MySpace.com/thesmearssuck.
And how are you smelling it? How are you smelling that?
Why I'm smelling that.
How are you smelling that?
The Smears UK.
It is MySpace.com/thesmearsuk, or as they don't like us saying, the Smears suck. Well, I did tell you, Em, that you'd be cool. This is how you're cool. You're on our show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Em. Hello, Nat. And hello, Cole.
Hello.
This week I am doing... I am just going to tell you briefly about last weekend. I did Leicester Jonglers, and on the Friday and Saturday night I was comparing, and on the Saturday night a woman came up to me after the gig and she said, "That was great, mate. You should try being one of the comedians one day." I went, "Yeah, maybe I'll try." On the Sunday morning I had to get up early and because I had to get a bus replacement service from Leicester to Peterborough, rock and roll. So I thought, oh, do you know what, I'll get up early, I'll have breakfast. I don't normally exploit breakfast when I stay in these hotels. I was in the Ramada Jarvis, So I went downstairs for their sumptuous breakfast, enjoyed it very, very much, and then got charged 12 quid because I was room only. Gutted. Anyway, that started what could have been a miserable day, but wasn't, because I got home surprisingly quickly and decided to nip out for a pint. 6 hours later, was leathered on cider and rosy. Cider and rosy, not old rosy, cider and rosé wine. Came back and somehow, in my drunkenness, managed to roast two duck legs, have a baked potato with peas and gravy with them. Yum, yum.
Very nice.
Completely forgot about it until I woke up this morning and the whole kitchen stank of duck, dead duck to be precise. This week, on Thursday night, I'm doing Rather, my new cabaret show in Camden, featuring three lovely burlesque dancers, one magic act, two stand-up comics, one drinking game, one evil lesbian, and a partridge in a pear tree. It's at Elixir Bar on Evershot Street. You can find out more about it at groups.to/ra-the or myspace.com/ra_the. It's £10 to get in, £8 with the downloadable flyer available on both those sites. Stores open 7:30. Hope to see you there. Friday and Saturday is my new... not new, my stand-up comedy shows in Hitchin and Lechwith, both of them featuring Kevin Shepherd, who's one of the comics on Rather on Thursday, which means he'll get to see me 3 days running, the poor man. And he will be on Friday with Jason Wood, the camp cabaret singer, all singing, all dancing, no strangers to TV, super famous act. And on Saturday night, he'll be supporting Dominic Holland, one of my favourite comics ever, and a man I like to call alternative comedy's Ronnie Corbett. But tickets for both those shows are £8, £6 to members. And you can find out more about them at lastminutecomedy.com. Why is that a brilliant site, Tony?
Because I run it.
Exactly. It has the Tony seal of approval. Are you doing anything this weekend, Tony?
Not this weekend. Well, possibly. We might be going away somewhere. Haven't booked it yet. Hoping for a last-minute deal somewhere.
Oh, okay. Might I recommend the Lake District?
That might be a good idea.
Might.
Somewhere that's maybe a bit warmer, but no, we'll try. It's going to be cold everywhere. Yeah, Lake District maybe, or we're thinking Scotland, but might be a bit far.
Would Scotland be warmer than the Lake District, Tony?
No, I wasn't thinking that at all. I was originally just thinking Scotland because it might be a good time to go.
Wherever you go, it normally is warmer than where?
Than it is at every other time of the year. I was trying to think of the best time to go to Scotland in the
Yeah, but you have to watch out, man. You have to watch out. You go to Scotland in the summer if you're in the countryside. Midges.
Really?
Midges. Midges.
Oh, dear.
Oh, bad, bad midges. I fucking hate midges.
Yeah.
Muck midges, as I call them. Will you do me a favour? Wherever you go, Tony, will you be prepared to possibly review your weekend next week?
Of course.
Excellent.
Of course.
All right, cool. Right then, well, that's all I have to say, really. Have you got anything else to say?
No, I think that's about it, really.
Let's get on with the last song, then. This is the Mind Stompers. This CD was given to me at the Psychobilly meeting in Pineda by a very, very nice lady whose name still escapes me. I'm so sorry, but she's very big on the Psychobilly scene in Europe, and I really should know, and I'm very sorry, and she's nice. Anyway, they are a terrific 100-mile-an-hour band from Germany. This has been another all over the world one, hasn't it, this week? We've had France, Germany, Ireland, Japan, Australia, another one from France, and a couple from England. Bloody, that is uniting fans and bands across the lands. Well done, us. Etc. Now, this is a song. This is from a demo EP that they do like to say to us is not mixed or mastered, so it's raw as. And it reminds me a little bit of The Crewmen, which is reason enough for Peter Braden. And you didn't see Mad Dog Cole, did you? Did you see Mad Dog Cole?
I don't think so. Oh, no, I think we did.
You did see Mad Dog Cole, didn't you? He was on with Frenzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mad Dog Cole, I think, was the act before Frenzy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Really, it's all loads.
Yeah, who was the old lead singer of The Crewmen, which is right, and he played some Crewmen tracks. He did manage to play my favourite Crewmen track while I was having a piss. Ain't that always the way? I got a night shift blues and it's bugging me. So yes, anyway, the Mind Stompers, I think, sound a bit like them. Very, very fast, excellent guitar sound, really catchy. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Mind Stompers MySpace page?
myspace.com/themindstompers.
No, myspace.com/mindstompers. Come on. Forty being internet 5, Tony 3. It's a rare victory for me of late. We've been drawing. This is Possessed to Skate.
Let's skate! He was an all-American boy. Got a skate at 8 years old. And now this story can be told. The beat, where he's possessed to skate, takes him up in high. He's a falling on a modern floor. I can see him flying through the air. The feet all in, I don't care. Could you rip when he skates? Cause he never hesitates. He's a wizard on the way to the mind. And he ain't drink, got no fist to skate. Shoots the ball like an auction pad, but ain't insane that he can't get rid. Skating's all that's on his mind. Skating and riding cool all the time. Cause he rips when he skates, cause he never hesitates. He's the wizard on the wings of the mind. That he drink out of his own skates. But wait for the skate. Like a magic carpet ride, 6 foot air is on the flex side. Walking an illusion, it must be. He red finds insanity, cause he rips when he skates, cause he never hesitates. He's the wizard on the wings of the modding that he ain't drink, I don't fear, so he skates. Doesn't understand why you wanna walk. Ain't got a time to sit and talk. Used to be just like you and me. And now he's an outcast of society. So be well, he's possessed to skate.
There's a skate radical! Oh, hey! In a cabin, down by a canyon, bunch of cuts.
Mind Stompers, Possessed to Skate, Tony. Thank you all so much for listening this week. We've had a right mixed bag this week. I've just been looking. We've got music from, they were from Germany, and then we had, in reverse order, Germany, England, Ireland, France, Japan, Australia, France, England. How about that?
Nice.
Quite good, isn't it, really? Please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Please do review us at iTunes. That's really important. And please do visit our Cafe Press page. Tony, would you like to explain a little bit about Cafe Press?
Yep, Cafe Press is a site that allows us to sell you nice punky merchandise. The page can be found at cafepress.com/punkyradio. We have a few things on there, like there's a mug, there's a clock, a fantastic clock.
Don't be a cock, buy a clock.
Exactly. I think there's a mug, lots of t-shirts, a thong, lots of things like that that they do, but we haven't got everything on there. We're allowed to have one of each, so if you do see something on there that you would like in slightly different colour, style, maybe different graphic, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Similarly, if there's something missing that you know the Cafe Press do and you'd like us to add a certain type of item, just drop me an email and we'll see if we can sort that out for you. We can only have one of each type on the store at any one time, so you just need to just email me for any questions.
Good, and next week I promise I will talk about Wicked Radio, Hussy Skunk and Roach Radio, because I'm such a bad man. Hello to all of our listeners on those stations. I've got a lot of promises to keep next week, Tony. I hope I don't let anyone down. All that's left to do now is to say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up Hoog. I'm glad that's over.